place. America, turn back unto me, saith the Lord, for desolations are determined. Now, if at any time the nation would turn, then the mercy of God will reach out. Praise the Lord. But even at any time anybody would turn, God's mercy is always there. You know, but we must stand with the word of God. Hallelujah. Now we love those people and so forth, you know, but I can tell you something today. You know, God, you say, well, God, this and that. Some people say, I was born that way. No, nobody was born that way. You may have been born in sin, but it's sin that brought that into the world. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. No, he did not. Praise the Lord. And God performed that wedding himself. He instituted it, you know, and all of that. And God said, you know, that's the way it is. You know, a man to be joined to a woman, that is the union that God recognizes. Praise the Lord. And let me make that claim right here, based on the word of God. That is the union that God recognizes. And that is the union that we recognize as well. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, I mean, anybody's free to do whatever they want. That's their business. But I'm going to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. So lest anybody make any assumptions or say anything about this church, let me set the record straight right now. We recognize marriage as union between a man and a woman. Only. Now, we love those people. You know, and God will save many of those people. Amen. You know, not only will he save them, you know, I know of at least one or two cases of people who are being like that and so forth, who will turn around, you know, and all that. And they even gave some, you know, this one lady that gave their testimony publicly and so forth, you know. But those kind of people need help. And they need deliverance. Praise the Lord. Now, there are a lot of people, you know, some people say, well, you know, when I was a kid, I was abused, you know, and all of this and so forth like that. Well, maybe that did happen, and I'm not making light of their situation. You know, all I'm just saying here is that there is corruption that has filled the land. That's all I'm saying. And the people of God, we need to have a voice. And we cannot let our voice be silenced. Praise the name of the Lord. Can't be let it silence these are also because of fear. You know, and people are scared and are praying and so forth. You know, we already knew that these things are coming. Amen. Amen, folks. You know, so, you know, this is the things that are happening now. We are challenging everybody to take a stand. Come out from among her so that you be not partakers of their plagues. Doesn't mean leave the country, but it means leave that system alone and be separate. And I will be your God and you will be my children. You know, you need to be separated from all that uncleanness. You know, I mean, the very first thing that God did for Adam, you know, in terms of the human, his humanity and so forth, you know, was to bring him a wife that he created out of him. And that is the institution, a sacred institution that God put in place. And after all these years, he will think to change times and laws. That's right. And he's doing it already. But the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Can you say praise the Lord? And the law of the Lord is forever settled in heaven as well. Now, people may reject, but they're going to have to deal with it. Because at what instant God chooses to bless a nation, if that nation continues to be following the ways of God, then God will bless that nation. But if that nation turns their back against the word of God, you know, like this nation has, then those of us who love this nation and live here, we have to pray. Praise the Lord. You gotta pray for the nation. We gotta pray for the people too, and so forth. You know, but I tell you something too. One of these days, and I even heard that there is a movie that's coming out, San Andreas Fault. Well, you know, even the world knows that this thing is going to happen. One of these days, the Great California Quake will start from that Bay Area. That's right. Run right down through there. You know, and then we'll see what happens then when God begins to judge the land. Even nature will revolt. But where do the people of God stand? What is your stand in these things? Now, do we condemn, you know, people who are caught in those vices? No, we don't. But Jesus said one time to a woman that was caught in the middle of adultery that everybody condemned. You know, this is where people fail and stop short. They say, well, Jesus didn't condemn the woman. Well, no, he didn't. But he told her something. That's right. He said, go and sin no more. Yeah, so that is the difference, folks. We don't condemn anybody, but they must repent and sin no more. You cannot just rub it over the head and say everything's going to be... No, everything's not going to be okay. You know, everything's going to be okay only if we acknowledge our sins. The Bible says, you know, he that confesseth his sins will have mercy, but he that forsaketh it and hides it and so forth, the judgment of God abides on his head. You know, so, you know, we love the people and all that, you know, but we want to know, let people know that Jesus Christ died for all. And he said, come unto me. You know, people, I don't even understand, you know, how the Lord is going to truly bless this nation anymore. But there is a reason, because of the elect seed that is still here. And those who are praying and sighing for the abominations of the land. You know, they started by taking prayer from the schools. They did this, they did that, and so forth. Well, now, where else will they go after this? You know, who knows what else they will do after this? You know, until crime begins to run rampant in the cities and all kinds of things, you know, then maybe people will start to wake up. Well, those who have felt that they were not accepted by society, you know, and all of that, you know, I don't know what the churches were telling them. You know, I've never told any gay or homosexual person that they were not accepted, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Harlots, prostitutes, all of these things and so forth. I mean, we dealt with so many of them when we used to go downtown. We even brought one lady to church who was in that way of life, you know, and she told me her name. I can't remember it now, but she said her name. It didn't mean anything to me. Then she said her other last name, and I asked her, well, can you spell that? Because it was a Nigerian name, and she was a black American, but she had a Nigerian father. She never knew her father at all. And then when she said the name, she said it somehow totally twisted up, because she didn't know how to pronounce it. And I said to her, can you spell it? And she spelled it. Then I realized it was a Nigerian name. It was actually a Yoruba name, but she didn't know how to spell it. She never known the father. She'd been in, you know, she'd been in all kinds of things. She, at that very time, she was a harlot and everything. She was sitting right in the church. We brought them from the homeless shelter. She didn't tell me all of these things, and I was just talking to her, and the Lord said, you know, I just made me realize what she was and what she was doing and so forth. And I began to tell her, and she started weeping, and she started crying. And that young lady, that day, she confessed her sin, gave her life to Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, that's what the gospel is all about, folks. The gospel will change lives. But it is the gospel that is preached according to the word of God that will change lives. But that's what the real gospel is. Any other gospel is not a gospel. You must preach it like the word of God says, in order to change lives. And we are in the business of changing lives by the grace of God. Therefore, we will not be silent. And for the people that are in this congregation, we want you to draw the line See, because you have to draw the line. We don't, you don't have to judge or condemn anybody, but don't be a particle of that lifestyle, because all it brings is brimstone and fire. And the Lord just reminded me now, remember Lot's wife. Luke 17 and 32. You know, even when they were told to get out of the place and not look back, she looked back. I don't know what was in her heart. Her heart was still towards that place. God said, no, don't even look back. Don't do it. But she looked back. Anybody know what happened to her? The Bible says she became a pillar of salt. And Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Don't look back, folks. Don't even love their ways. Don't desire their doings. But you be a light unto them. Lighten the darkness of the world, of the place where you are. How many of you say, praise the Lord? When you come into a room that is dark, folks, what is the first thing you do? You reach for the light switch. That is the first thing. You come into the room and the room is dark. Your hands groping around the wall looking for the light switch. So turn on the light, folks. Turn on the light. Let us fight the darkness by turning on the light. I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. We are going to take some prayer points right now. Well, you said that was a little rough. You know, well, sometimes you have to preach it a little rough. But, you know, in my heart, I love everybody. Praise the Lord. I wish everybody would be saved. But you cannot save the devil, folks. That devil will never repent. That's why he will never be saved. But anybody that repents will be saved. That's right. If they repent, they confess, as they come to the Lord will save them. But the devil will never be saved. There is no prayer that you can pray for the devil. It's not going to happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, are these people devils? Of course not. Let somebody say that's what he said. No, I didn't say that. You know, I just said that you can't change the devil. So we are going to pray. First of all, I want you to remember the stories that I alluded to this morning. I didn't take time to preach on them, but we preached them here before. In fact, there is a sermon on our website called Fiery Furnace Faith. You can listen to it. I want us to pray for ourselves, first of all. Do you have the kind of faith that can stand the test? Well, if you don't, now is the time to pray. Praise the Lord. Because if they made laws in the time of Daniel that he shouldn't pray to any god, Daniel used to pray before they made the law. It wasn't after they made the law that he started praying. He was praying before, doing the same things. And now when Daniel knew that the law was made, he went to do the same things that he used to do. Open his window like he used to do before and began to pray just like he used to do before. And then the people had a reason to bring him to, you know, the king, so that he will be cast into the den of lions. Do you have the faith that can stand the test? The test in this case, and in the case of his friends, the three Hebrew boys that were cast into the fiery furnace, was at the jeopardy of life. You know, for the price of their life, for their faith. Is that a price that we are willing to pay? Or are we going to hide? You know, all you have to just think about it is, what would you do in that situation? But you don't even need to think of that situation. The situation is upon us now. What would you do? Are we going to hide? Or are we going to come out and take a stand? Today's message, the come out from among our my people, means that you should take a stand. Take a stand so that God will separate you from the plagues that come. You say God is going to bring plagues? Absolutely. There's no question about that. You know, it's happened throughout the Bible and he said it already. So let us pray. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray that God will give you. I want every voice, raise your voice and ask God to give you the grace to stand. Hallelujah. That my faith will not fail. That I will stand by the grace of God. Lord, I pray for myself and I pray for the ones that heard my voice this morning. Grant unto us the grace. Let us be filled full of the Holy Spirit. Just like Stephen, when he was being stoned, he was full of the Holy Ghost. And he did not back down, and he gave the gospel. And the Lord filled him full of the Holy Spirit, gave him a standing ovation, and received him into heaven. Lord, I pray that the same kind of faith would come upon us, that power come upon us. The Lord said, I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy. We need power. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. In this generation, we need that kind of power to be able to stand boldly and declare the word of God. Lord, we pray that you give us that kind of power. Folks, you need the endowment of the Holy Ghost like never before now. Because Peter was ashamed to testify of the Lord before he made. If somebody would ask you tomorrow, hey, what about this Supreme Court ruling? And so forth. What will be your answer? Will you hide like Peter hid before that maid and say, oh, no. I never knew him. I'm not part of that. And so forth. Will you hide? Or will you declare the word of God? And in case you don't know the word of God, we preached some of it this morning. Time will not allow me to preach a long sermon too long this morning. But the word of God is that in God will in flaming fire take vengeance against all the works of unrighteousness. And that is not something that is even natural to go that way. And we have exposed that in the word of God today. But every one of us must take a stand. And you must pray that God will give you the grace to be able to stand. And having done all to stand, the Bible says, take on the full armor of God. Because the forces of hell are now unleashed. Folks, you're not going to be able to be a Sunday Christian anymore. That time is past. You're going to have to take your position in the army of Christ wherever you go. The line is now drawn in the sand. He that is with me or he that is against me. That is the way it is now. There will be no sitting on the fence. There cannot be any neutral ground now. You cannot be neutral. Because the Supreme Court was not neutral. The Supreme Court should have said, we have no business about that. And stayed out of it. But they were not neutral. And so you cannot be neutral. You need to take a position. One way or another. And pray that the grace of God will enable you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let us pray for this generation, the younger generation especially. They're having to deal with all of this stuff. But I have a promise from God where God said, in the last days, I will send the spirit of Elijah and he will cause the mind of the children to return to the minds of their fathers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to hold God to that promise. We want to hold God to that promise. It is now time for God to begin to bring the children back to the Pentecostal faith of their fathers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for this generation, Lord. You have to deal with all of these things. Turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers so that they may be escaped of the evil that is coming upon the land. And pray for yourselves, the Bible says, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all the judgments that are coming and to stand before the Son of Man. And Jesus is coming soon, folks. This is another prayer point. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Many people have forgotten about the coming of the Lord. These things that are happening in the news, that have been prophesied for years, some of them hundreds of years in the Bible, some of them even dozens and so forth more recently, you know, they are now news in the headlines. It tells you where we are. That means that it is time for us to awake from slumber. Awake thou that sleepest. And arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness, folks. Hallelujah. We are calling upon the church and the body of Christ to awake out of slumber. Awake out of sleep. Put on your beautiful garments. Put on, even clothe yourself with the weapons of your warfare. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Folks, we are now going into a battle zone. We've been in a battle zone for many years. Some people did not realize it. Some people are just going about their business, not knowing what's happening around. So many people are unaware of events around them. But that doesn't change the fact that it's happening. But now we must be aware. And now we must take our position. And now we must begin to fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. That's what the Bible says. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Don't cower down. Don't hide. Fight the good fight of faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Let's begin to pray that God will separate the real preachers. Bring them out to bring the word of God. Yeah. Because the churches have been just full of nonsense. We need people that will stand and speak and declare the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said it himself. He that is concerned for his life, he that will save his own life and so forth, will lose it. But if you will lose it for my sake, not caring about yourself, but declaring the word of God, not caring about your personal comfort or personal safety or personal whatever, you know, some of them do it, of course, I know, because of their wallet. You know, because you preach this kind of sermon, and you lose everybody in the church, you know, and then your wallet will be thin. So that's why they don't preach it, you know. But you cannot serve God and mammon. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to choose who you are going to serve. Hallelujah. So let us pray that God will raise up voices. Let us pray. You know, there are many wonderful people. I'm not the only one speaking against it. People have been speaking against it for years, you know. But, you know, we need the voices of the people. You know, we're enlisting people now. Not just, don't leave it to pastors only. You know, not only, somebody was praying here this morning and said, let's not leave it to the schools, you know, and so forth. In our homes and so forth. Wherever we are. You know, well, don't wait until Sunday. Monday through Saturday, you have a chance. You are out there. Stand for the gospel. Stand for the truth. This is now an opportunity for us to draw the line in the sand. You know, praise the Lord. You know, I'm waiting for the first person that is going to ask me, you know, because Americans, they like to chit-chat you up and say, hey, what do you think about that? I'm waiting. I'm unloaded upon them. Hallelujah. I'm unloaded on them. Praise the Lord. You know, but we love everybody. Hallelujah. And God wants everybody, you know, the Bible says the patience of God is long suffering, is waiting, giving them long chance to repent. You know, and people are not thinking, you know, my wife told me the other day that somebody said, you know, that, hey, you know, one of these gay people came out and said, hey, you know, hell is fabulous and so forth. I said, well, so you already know you're going there by saying that. You know, and you're trying to tell yourself that it's fabulous. Well, you need to repent. Praise the Lord. Now, for those people that have those kind of tendencies and so forth, you know, they can also get help. Help is available from the Lord. He is the maker. And he can take things that are crooked and make them to be straight. People's minds and emotions and so forth have been crooked. They're now, you know, screwed up. God can straighten that out. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, now, we cannot, if you are a true believer, you cannot support that kind of lifestyle. You know, you say, well, do you judge people? I'm not talking about judging people, but you cannot support that kind of lifestyle. You know, and I don't support that kind of lifestyle. But I love the people, and I would rather that they be saved. Amen. I would rather that they come unto the Lord. I would rather they repent and get out of there and live a normal life, a life that is natural, not a life that is unnatural. Praise the Lord. Women being in their natural uses, men being in their natural uses, and not a confused world like this. You know, this tells you also that it is time for the Lord to come back. Amen. But before he comes back, you know, Bible already said the coming of the Lord shall not happen until there be a falling away first. That's right. So we see that that falling away is happening now. And then there is going to be a demonstration of the power of God. The psalmist said, O Lord, forsake me not until I have shown your power to this generation and thy glory to everyone that is to come. And I was thinking about that this morning. I said, Lord, you know, I'm already 60 years old and so forth. And I haven't preached this gospel like I should. And I was asking the Lord, I said, I need an opportunity. I want more. I want to reach more people. I gotta preach. I gotta get this thing out. Because I'm not gonna get another chance. God's not gonna send me back to come and do it again. I gotta do it now. Praise the Lord. And I pray, Lord, grant us the grace. Grant us that mantle to preach this gospel, to take this gospel. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Now is the time for you to boldly say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. And anybody can come freely to the throne of grace and receive help. Now let us pray for our nation and for the nations of the world. Well, you know, one time, this may be a hard saying, but I'm going to say it for us now, and I want it on this recording. One time Jesus said this. He said, I pray not for the world. How many of you know that Jesus said that? I pray not for the world, but I pray for those whom you have given me. But you see, only Jesus knows those people. For us, we pray for everybody because we don't know who they are. But we don't pray for the world system. The world system cannot change. They are headed for destruction. There is no gainsaying that. But there are people that are trapped in those systems that can still be helped. Now let us pray for the people that are in those systems. Now, first of all, ourselves must be separate. You must be out. Crying and trying to bring them out. You can't bring it. You can't be in the fire and try to bring somebody out. But both the two of you, you know, and so forth. So let us take a minute and pray that the mercy of God all over this land will begin to reach those. There are some people that are trapped in there. You know, people are trapped all over this world. Even in all this evil that is happening through ISIS and Boko Haram and all of these things and so forth. All the evil that has come in as a scourge sometimes from the Lord. You know, some people are trapped in there. And God can bring out some people. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice for a minute with me and pray. Jesus said, can you not watch with me an hour? Can you not pray with me just for a few minutes, folks? Let us pray. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, Lord. And perhaps, Lord, you pull some people, even us, out by us fire. The Bible says, and on some, making a difference. You know, sometimes you make a difference. Pulling them out, that's by fire. Not dropping them here. You have to yank them out to tell them the truth in order to deliver them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, Lord, and we want to pray that God will empower his church to be a powerful witness for this last time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise and give you the glory. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Now, if you understood that message, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona, 85050. On the internet, it's www.gospeldistribution.org. Join us again next week. God bless you.